Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. You could be in Canada. That's a part of North America. You could be in, I don't know, Mexico. Knock yourself out. I don't know how you're listening, but thank you. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down for today, Chris Hess. And thank you to you. Thank you to you for listening, wherever you might be in North America. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This is when the show gets started. Every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. NFL Hall of Fame game is going down in about 2 hours. We've actually had a couple of injuries today in the world of the NFL. It sucks. We've had some victories for Team USA. Yeah, Olympics. That dirty-ass water. Anyway, we got more to get into. How about this? Because the Hall of Fame game is going down, in about 20 minutes, we're going to chat with my good friend from Houston, Texas. Landry Locker is going to come through and join us. Later on in the show, there's so much going on with money and cash and players. We got the head of private wealth management from Merrill Lynch is joining us. How about that? We're fancy today. Greg McCauley is going to come through. You know, with the NFL Hall of Fame game, we're going to have the NFL. We'll see the debut of the new kickoff. There's a lot going on. We had a couple of guys retire in the world of sports. Tariq Cohen came back to the Jets and said, "I'm out." And Gordon Hayward of the NBA, he says, "I'm going too." So we got a lot to get into. If you want to participate in the show, it's real simple. The phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So we got a little bit of everything. MLB, NBA, MLB again, NFL, Olympics. You got to take advantage of the Olympics while they're here, because we will not talk about the Olympics for another 4 damn years. You can hold off on that, okay? Anyway, you can find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I'm not a difficult individual to find. Before I do or say anything, Chris Hess, how are you, man? You doing okay? It's been a minute, I think. It's been a minute, I believe.
It has been a minute. Everything's good over here. Just working a ton. Very busy during the summer, but no complaints, my friend. Pleasure to be back in the producer chair working with you.
Good, good. You're just out here making all the money, huh?
Simply trying my best. That's all it is.
That's all it is. Trying your best. Trying your best. Well, I'm happy that you're good. Good to have you here on this Thursday afternoon. I'm glad that you're good. Unfortunately, because these things are newsworthy, I got to fill you in on a couple of people. I got to fill you in on a couple of things that are not good. Let's get this out the way. I feel bad because yesterday, as I spoke with Ryan Hickey here on the air, I lamented the fact that I'm looking for some action. I'm looking for some news. I'm looking for some entertainment here now that we're in the NFL training camp period. Now that we have the Hall of Fame game that is going to take place in about 2 hours between the Houston Texans and the Chicago Bears. I've been looking for a story outside of these silly contract stories. Unfortunately, the stories are not good. They're not good at all. We got some injuries. DeAndre Hopkins of the Tennessee Titans. This man has an injury to his knee. Yeah, one of the top pass-catching options for the Tennessee Titans, a man supposed to go out there and help Will Levis continue his transition, his elevation as an NFL quarterback, got a knee injury, sprained his knee. He strained it, excuse me. He's going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. And that basically pushes him into barely being available to start the Tennessee Titans in their season opener. We'll see what he looks like. One guy down and hopefully no more, right? But this is the NFL. This is football. People get hurt. It's a part of the game. And so if DeAndre Hopkins is out, I got another guy for you. This one really sucks. Well, I guess any injury sucks, especially for the guy who's dealing with it. We heard and learned earlier this afternoon that Justin Herbert is dealing with plantar fasciitis. Justin Herbert is going to be out for the better part of, I don't know, a month. Not the best thing when you're trying to learn a new system and work with a new head coach and Jim Harbaugh. Everybody has been so excited. He has it in his right foot, if you cared, if it was his left or his right. He'll be in the boot for 2 weeks. Ain't no guarantee that this man is going to be able to play when the Chargers start their season in a little more than a month. Everybody's so excited, right? I mean, even a couple of days ago, Justin Herbert was sitting down on the NFL Network, and he talked about how, you know, he's ready to get this season going. You know, he talked about what excites him for this upcoming season. Listen to this.
You know, I think we got an awesome locker room. We got a bunch of guys that have stuck together, and, you know, through thick and thin, we believe in each other. And we've got a coaching staff that believes us in the well, and looking forward to all the work that we've put in, that we're going to put in, you know, a lot to look forward to, especially.
Yeah, a lot to look for. Well, now he's hurt. Now the guy's in a boot. This is a completely different offense. Keenan Allen is gone. Austin Eckler is gone. You got these young guys you're hoping step up. Ladd McConkey, who knows, he'll probably lead the team in receiving. Quentin Johnston, he needs to wake up and act like he's a top receiver. You would hope, right? It was only, well, last week, Harbaugh was running around telling everybody how beautiful things are going for the Chargers. Like it was being born. Well, not right now. Not with the quarterback, his foot in the boot. Listen to Harbaugh from last week.
Just the way it feels. I mean, feels like New Year's Day, you know? Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe. And now you're out, you're born. The lights are on. You know, it's bright. You got chaos. People looking at you. People talking at you. And just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
Like being born. So what is it now? I get it. It's still August. Well, the contractions slowed down. Did the baby get born, or we still gotta wait a little longer? I don't know. What a weird analogy from a weird dude. Justin Herbert was asked about his weird coach, and at least now with his foot in a boot, he gets a break. Listen to what the NFL Network asked him.
Have you ever had a coach like Coach Harbaugh? I mean, he's wearing cleats to practice. We see him saying crazy things like being born. Like, he's feel like he's being born coming to practice. Are guys buying in to what he's selling?
Yeah, I think it's awesome. He'll jump in there and take some quarterback reps. So if I'm not careful.
Can he still throw it?
Watch
he
out,
can.
Man.
And if I take a breather for a quick second, he's in there. And so I got to be pretty stubborn with my reps.
Now we wait, right? Now we just sit and wait and see what happens with Justin Herbert, the man who ended last season with a fractured finger for a Los Angeles Chargers team that was pathetic. 5-12. At least this time they didn't go to the postseason to just choke away a game. Not this time. And so congratulations to Max Duggan and Easton Stick, who no one wants to see throw a football. Unfortunately, Justin Herbert was going to, he wasn't going to throw the ball as much as he did over the past several seasons. Them days are over. We know what Harbaugh likes to do. He likes to run the rock. You think about who the hell he brought in. I guess he talked to his brother and said, hey, how's Gus Edwards? How's J.K. Dobbins? Oh, well, I'll just take them. And that's what the hell the Chargers got. Unfortunately for the Chargers, it's going to take them a few years to get things together. And Justin Herbert, on the bright side, well, you don't have to hang out with Harbaugh for a little while. The guy's kind of nutty. Justin Herbert going down with plantar fasciitis. DeAndre Hopkins of the Titans is still a serviceable, but very good wide receiver for the Titans. This man goes down with a strained knee. And then this is really unfortunate news. We got to step outside the NFL for this one. This is, I don't know if this is pathetic or more sad. This is sad. It is very sad. Mike Trout is out for the season. What a shock. What a surprise to absolutely no one. This guy tore his meniscus again. This is sad, man. Mike Trout is going to turn 32 years old next week. He turns 32 years old next week. The man already has three MVPs. He has the Rookie of the Year in 2012. He's been to 11 All-Star games. It's kind of mind-boggling because when I think about him, he's never on the field. This man had surgery on May 3rd to repair a torn meniscus in his left knee. The man showed up a couple of days ago, tried to play, talked about having to exit the game, a rehab assignment, after two innings, had to leave. Then a couple of days ago, it was like, hey, I thought it was scar tissue breaking up. No, bro, it's not scar tissue breaking up. He has another meniscus tear. Pretty soon, at 32 years old, you think this man's going to be running around the bases? Oh, what a sad, miserable story. If this was, 24 hours early, I would have definitely put the Angels on my top six list. Or at least their fan base on the list of fan bases that are suffering. I mean, what are we going to expect next? For Rendon to come back? Hardly. The guy hates baseball with a passion. This is bad. Terrible. Despicable. Mike Trout, a guy who's going into the Hall of Fame, can't play to save his damn life. And we've seen a lot of these before. And I said it last week that we weren't going to see this guy. He was cooked. What was the point of putting him back out onto the field? And if you think about Mike Trout, how many games that he's played over the past, I don't know, forever. It feels like since 2019, since the pandemic, he's been out of commission. 53 games. 36 games. 119 games. 82 games last season. Mike Trout will finish the season having only played 29 games. And for a man who talked about issues with his back, for a dude who has had to tell people that spinal stenosis isn't going to knock him out, at this point, it's going to look like a combination. Between the back, between the knee, between the body, I don't know anybody who ages backwards. Unless you happen to be, I don't know, LeBron James or Tom Brady. They age backwards. Benjamin Button, Mike Trout, he's cooked. His body is done. It sucks. His season is over. Justin Herbert, DeAndre Hopkins, they just have a little bit, just a little bit of a delay. But you know what? I want to end this this segment to open up the show on a positive note. Not on the injuries, but on a positive. Congratulations to one of Tom Brady's former teammates. Helped Tom Brady win a Super Bowl. Tristan Wirfs is now the highest paid offensive lineman ever. The Buccaneers gave him a 5-year, $140 million deal. He is making $100,000 more a season than Penei Sewell. 28.1 mil. Good for Tristan Wirfs. He actually spoke to the media today, and he was asked about how his life is going to change and his kids and his family and what the difference was when he showed up to what it is now. Here we got some positive news.
It's pretty surreal to think about. I feel like a completely different person almost, you know, especially, you know, being able to go see my son, you know, after meetings are done. It's a crazy feeling, but you look back and it's like, where have 4 years gone? I remember my first camp out here with Tom. You know, I'm like, who's in the huddle with Tom Brady right now? Now it's Baker Mayfield, Luke Getteke, like these, you know, my best friends, Hainsey, Schooley. So it's been an incredible journey, and a lot left ahead, and I'm excited for it.
Good for him. I'd be excited, too, if I was getting $140 mil, almost $90 million guaranteed. Congratulations to Tristan Wirfs, and good luck, get well soon, to DeAndre Hopkins, as well as Justin Herbert. And Mike Trout, well, I guess we'll see you next year for 30 more games. Get well soon. No harm, no foul. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, and we're just getting warmed up. If you want to participate in the show, it's easy. 855-212-4227. We're going to talk Olympics with Simone Biles. We're going to talk about Katie Ledecky. We're going to talk about other guys who have decided to quit and retire. Gordon Hayward, Tariq Cohen. We're going to get into the Hall of Fame game. We got some new rules in the NFL. And even out in Los Angeles, the Lakers are going to be honoring Kobe Bryant and his daughter. I will explain. We got so much to do, but Landry Locker from Houston, Texas is going to come through and chat with us about the Texans as they get ready for this Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Welcome. This is the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons. The diseases that I am protecting my child against, they're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Tonight we got a Hall of Fame game. We got the Texans taking on the Bears. We got one team that went to the postseason last year. We got another team that's trying to return with a rookie quarterback. To talk about the Texans' perspective, because there's so much said about Caleb Williams and what the Bears are going to do and not do, let's actually talk about a team that's expected to continue rolling from what they did last year. And no one better to talk about the Texans than someone who has covered them for years, whether it be on the radio or TV. He is the host of The Locker Room with Landry. It's my main man, Landry Locker. How are you, man?
What's up, man? Football season. I'm excited. I'm pumped for this, and it's a historic one. I kind of sense that you're not as pumped for preseason, JR, But this is history. This is the first time we're going to get a look at that new kickoff. The most unexciting play in sports.
Yeah, I do.
The most bizarre.
You got me read like a book. You know me well, Landry. I do not care. Hit me up in another month, okay? I'll be paying attention more. But I know for you and the Texans, there's certainly a lot to be excited about, especially with a little bit of a surprise last year, a first-year head coach in D'Amico Ryans, a first-year head coach in C.J. Stroud. You go to the postseason. What are you looking forward to the most? What's the next step that you want to see this year from the team? Not necessarily in the playoffs, but from the team.
I just want to see them maintain the playoff level. The reality of the situation is there could be a little bit of an overreaction, and they could be a little bit ahead of schedule, because if Indianapolis doesn't drop that ball in week 18 in the red zone, then there's a chance they don't make the playoffs. Even if they win that Colts game, if the Jags don't wet the bed against the Titans, then they have to play Buffalo on Tuesday instead of hosting Cleveland for a second time. So I don't have like a you have to get to the AFC Championship game for the first time in franchise history expectations. They just got to maintain that playoff level that they had last year, and the players under 25 got to be better. So those are my expectations. Just get to the playoffs, and we'll see what happens.
Landry Locker is joining us from the locker room. When you think about the next step, there's been some additions here on offense. You think about Stephon Diggs coming in, even guys who were hurt at the end of last season, Tank Dell, Nico Collins. You got Joe Mixon, one of the best backs, running the ball. Dalton Schultz, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, C.J. Stroud said this is a five-headed monster, no?
Yeah, he did, and I'll be honest, Stephon Diggs, just from watching, and I've watched every play of camp, he's looked like wide receiver one. Like, he, you know, there's question about, you know, is Diggs, how are him and Stroud going to get on the same page? Like, if you just went in there blindly and you didn't know who the players were, like, he's clearly wide receiver one. He's on his best behavior. He's one of the leaders. He's staying after practice with guys and all that. Mixon's been banged up. He hasn't practiced for a week. I am a little bit worried about their depth at running back in that area. But as far as the receivers, Tank Dell's been a full go. Nico Collins looks good. Diggs looks like wide receiver one. They should, like, C.J. Stroud, the passing yards and the statistics in the air, they should be significant. I am a little bit concerned about the offensive line, though. I think it won't be as bad as it was last year, but I'm not sure that they have a really, really good offensive line, despite how much they've invested in it.
Well, Landry, given the success that they had last year, is it not reasonable to think that the numbers, the touchdown to INT ratio, won't be as good as last season?
Yeah, and I mean, CJ will be the first to admit that, you know, he probably should have thrown a few more interceptions last year. And they insist they want to run the ball. It's really just a matter of whether they can or not. But, yeah, I mean, the efficiency last year was just through the roof. But I think he's going to throw more touchdowns. I think they're going to be better in the red zone. But I do think he'll throw more interceptions, because he'll be the first to tell you he could have easily thrown double-digit INTs last year. There were a couple times where, you know, it was dropped, or, you know, he was bailed out a little bit. So he'll be the first to admit that.
And Landry Locker is joining us, host of the Locker Room down in Houston, Texas. There's so much attention paid to the offense. Naturally, everybody likes to see the points scored. It seems like Will Anderson, the defensive rookie of the year, doesn't get as much attention as the offensive rookie of the year. Unfortunately, you got Danico Autry, who just got suspended. But talk to us about that defense. You still got Stingley. There's a lot of weapons on that side of the ball as well.
They also added Danielle Hunter. So, I mean, they got Danielle Hunter on the other side. He's one of the best sack guys in the league. He's huge. Will Anderson, actually, last year was a little bit banged up. He's put on 15 pounds, so he's up to 261. They were prepared for the Autry thing. It was kind of weird because Mario Edwards has been in the league for a long time, and then Fatakasi and Settle. They looked really good on the interior D-line. Now, that might say as much about the offensive line as anything, but they've looked good. Stingley looks like the guy that was the defensive player of the month last month to end the season. And then Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia, like, heading into day two of the draft, we were talking about, you know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, and we're talking about Dejean out of Iowa, and then Lassiter got picked, and there was like a discussion about, hey, is he a slot guy? Is he too slow? The 40 time. He's been the starting corner from the beginning, and he's been going toe-to-toe and doing battle with Collins, Dell, all those guys. You remember the viral clip of Kirby Smart praising him and all that? DeMeco and Casario seem to love him. I think Stingley, when healthy, is one of the best corners in the league. I'm not so sure, and I don't want to overreact, but, I mean, he is going against the best in practice. I think Kamari Lassiter might end up being one of the steals of this draft, and you might have an edge duo of Will Anderson and Daniil Hunter, and then the corner duo of Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter. I think people are sleeping on this defense.
And Landry Locker is here with us, covers all things Texans. When you take a look at the AFC South, you would expect for Jacksonville to improve with Trevor Lawrence healthy at the end of a season. The Indianapolis Colts, you would think, and who knows what Anthony Richardson is going to do. If he's healthy, you would think that they're also better. Where do you have the Texans slotted? Just as winning out in the AFC South in general?
Yeah, I mean, if you put a gun to my head, I would pick them to win, and that might be a little dramatic, but I would pick them to win the division. But I do think people are sleeping on the Colts. The Colts last year could have easily won the division. They got a healthy and motivated Jonathan Taylor. They're not as banged up as they were at the end of the year on the secondary. I actually think they might be quarterback-proof because I think Shane Steichen's that good of a coach. Wow. And what he can do with Anthony Richardson could be scary. I think they got the steal, and I think they got one of the steals in the draft in Adonai Mitchell out of Texas by way of Georgia, by way of H-Town. I think the Colts are getting slept on. I think the Jags, I mean, you look at the Jags, Trevor Lawrence, regardless of how you feel about him, we can argue about whether he's elite or not. The one thing I think we can all agree on with Trevor Lawrence, he's tough as heck. Like, I think he got carted off like 30 times last year, and he stayed in the game. Maybe he's got a little Paul Pierce in him, but I have no idea. But Trevor Lawrence is tough. Their front seven's underrated, and I do think Indianapolis and Jacksonville both improved. And I think people are significantly, dangerously sleeping on the Colts, specifically having Jonathan Taylor for a full season. Last time that the Texans faced Jonathan Taylor, he was the best player on the football field. That includes C.J. Stroud. That includes all these names we're mentioning. So I do think the Colts are getting significantly slept on.
Landry Locker is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. When you take a look at the game that's set to kick off in about 90 minutes from now, Hall of Fame game as the Texans get ready to take on the Bears, we know the Bears are not going to play their starters. We don't imagine DeMeco Ryans, the last I heard, played it real coy. What do you expect tonight?
Yeah, DeMeco's kind of in like regular season hardo mode. He doesn't want to say who's going to play in the preseason, which I just think that's just kind of the cloth he's cut from. Every time he goes in the building, it's the same type of routine. I don't anticipate seeing a lot of starters. I think we're going to see like an interesting name to look out that the audience will be familiar with instead of throwing out like some random second, third stringer names. They brought Cam Akers into camp.
Oh, wow.
Coming off his second torn Achilles. So he tore one Achilles a few years ago with the Rams, came back in 8 months, and then he tore another one last year. He's been in camp. It seems like he's moving well, but we haven't seen him against live action. I think that's something to keep an eye on because the Achilles injury, I think it might be transitioning into, like back in our day, JR, I don't want to date us, like the ACL was like the end-all be-all.
You were done.
And now, yeah, you're done. It's over. Oh, my God, those three letters, it's over. Now it's like, oh, okay, well, will he be back at the start of the season? There's a new Achilles procedure.
The zip-up, right?
Has had it, yeah. He's had it twice on each Achilles. I don't know what to think of it, but I do think it's intriguing to just see kind of how he moves because he is out there getting live reps. So I want to see if Cam Akers finds his way into this depth-lacking running back room and what he looks like.
Listen, they need to do a zip-up procedure for Mike Trout's back and his knees. That's what needs a zip-up procedure, Landry.
He needs a full body. He needs a full body.
Need that. Well, listen, 2024, he might be able to get one. Give it a few years. Landry Locker is here with us. What are the expectations from the fan base? I remember years ago, I had droves of people calling me here on the Infinity Sports Network by a former name. People were calling me saying, I'm giving up my tickets. I'm not going back to NRG. How has the fan base just changed and woken back up?
Well, they're back. They actually sold out season tickets. But I actually credit those fans because I think they kind of kicked ownership in the butt a little bit. But they're excited. AFC Championship seems to be kind of the rally cry because it's kind of crazy. This has been an organization since 2002, and they've never been there. That really seems to be the rally cry. I think people are hesitant to say Super Bowl, but AFC Championship game, like if you're just talking to the ultimate optimist, I think it would go a long way for them to end that drought.
People are no longer on management. Management and ownership got a little bit of a relaxation. D'Amico saved the day.
He did. He did. And I'm glad you said that because I actually don't think he gets enough credit for being the initial piece. I love CJ, and I don't think that any of this is possible without CJ, but I don't know that CJ is thriving as much as he is without D'Amico. And I think that kind of revived the fan base. And it would have no matter what, like even had he been an average coach, just because of the history, but the fact that he was the most sought after guy, the fact that he has the leadership he does, he appears to be as good of a ball coach. It's just kind of the icing on the cake, and it's like the perfect guy to oversee, I think, a lot of organizations, but especially this one.
Yeah, it's a good thing to see. Houston, amazing city. They deserve a damn good football team. Now, we've heard some rumors, and I know this guy still puts his shirtless photos online. J.J. Watt ain't coming back in, like, I don't know, in December, right? He's not coming back, right?
It's funny because he just sent me, like, a casual message, a month or so ago, and I said, hey, I'll see you on the field in, you know, September or whatever. He didn't say anything back. Here's the thing. Here's my thing with this, JR. Like, people say, well, you know, he doesn't want to come. He might not want to come back and blah, blah, blah. And I get it. But he didn't anticipate the Texans being this far along this quick when he rightfully left. So he didn't anticipate that. And the other thing is this, man. Look, I've never claimed to be a weight room guy. But why are you putting 745s on each side and squatting when you're sitting there at home with your dog and your wife and your kid and stuff? Like, what are you getting ready for, my friend? I think at the very least, he kind of likes the speculation and likes to take it in and maybe troll us. But I mean, man, who's squatting 700 just for the heck of it so that they can walk the dog?
He wants to look good in that suit on CBS. He wants to look good in the suit, have the muscles popping everywhere.
He needs to focus on the hair first, though. He needs to focus on the hair before he starts worrying about that.
Oh, they got good hair and makeup over at CBS. Hey, Landry, man, where can people follow and keep up with you? I know you've transitioned into the digital world on a full-time basis. Tell everybody, man.
Yeah, Locker Room on YouTube, number one source for Texans digital, and I got some other stuff going down as well that we'll have during the season. But Locker Room on YouTube is the spot, and that's where we get it done. I know you're a digital legend yourself, and you're becoming a radio legend, so I know you respect all avenues, my friend.
Very much so. I look forward to seeing you down in Houston sooner than later, Landry, okay?
All right, man. Always appreciate you.
My main man, no doubt about that. That Landry Locker, you can go ahead and check him out on YouTube, The Locker Room. That man killed it on radio, killing it online as well. Thank you so much for perspective that only Landry can bring us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. Ironically, we don't know what J.J. Watt is going to do. He keeps putting up these photos and videos of him working out. He's now a television broadcaster on CBS. Today, we learn that both an NFL player and an NBA player are stepping away from their respective games. We'll talk about who they are on the other side of the break, a little bit more details.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Landry Locker, host of The Locker Room down in Houston, Texas, for joining us in the last break. We got the Texans. We got the Bears. They're going to be playing in the Hall of Fame game in a little bit more than an hour out in Canton, Ohio. No expectation at all that the Bears are going to have their starters in the game. I mean, a matter of fact, their head coach, Matt Eberflus, pretty much told us, you know, we will not see any of the starters in the game. Meanwhile, for the Houston Texans, we don't know. D'Amico Ryans pretty much said, I'm not telling y'all. And even if the starters do play, or if any of them play, nobody should expect for them to play pretty much at all. And so thank you to Landry Locker for coming through and talking to us about a young team that's on the up and up, surprised a lot of people last season, and there's an expectation that they continue to grow this upcoming season as well. One of the interesting points that Landry made, and by the way, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app if you missed the conversation. I also asked Landry about J.J. Watt. We know he retired, called it a wrap. I'm sure he's up in Wisconsin flipping logs or something right now as he prepares for his new career as a full-time host on CBS's pregame show. This has not stopped J.J. Watt from putting up photos like he is preparing for Mr. Olympia. Not necessarily, Les Royds. My apologies to people in Mr. Olympia. Now I'm going to get angry messages. Either way, you get my damn point. J.J. Watt is in ridiculous shape. And so, of course, with the postings and maybe he's just, quote unquote, rabble-rousing, getting the people going, you know, there's speculation that one day J.J. Watt may wake up and say, I'm back. I want back in. I want to try to win a Super Bowl. I want to go into the postseason. I don't want to be in training camp. I don't want any of this. I'm going to pause on television, pause with CBS, and just play in the league. Get back to the Texans that are now good. That's a possibility. Unfortunately, today, we had an NFL player. He's a former Pro Bowler himself. He's not going into the Hall of Fame like Mr. J.J. Watt or his brother T.J. But we had another NFL player who decided to call it quits today. His name, Tariq Cohen. Yeah, the name sounds familiar. Yeah, all my Bears fans are familiar with him. This man was a Pro Bowl returner. He was a small-ish pass-catching running back, a third-down back out of the backfield. Here's the deal. That's why time flies, right? He has not played in an NFL game since the year 2020. If you would have told me he played last year, I'd have been like, yeah, I saw him once or twice. The man has not played in the NFL since 2020. He tore his ACL, MCL, broke his leg, has been out of commission. Last year, he was on the Carolina Panthers practice squad, didn't advance past that. And then he thought he was done. He was cooked. He was telling stories only 2 days ago. Matter of fact, yesterday, he's telling stories about he's sitting around with his family and he's looking fat and he's out of shape and he took photos and they're like, oh, I see he's fat. I got rolls on rolls on rolls. And so with these new NFL kickoff rules, which we will get into later on in the show, I guess Tariq Cohen decided, hey, you know what? Let me get in shape. And he joined the New York Jets. There was no guarantee that he was going to make the roster. They already got Breece Hall leading the way. But Tariq Cohen was at work. And it was a possibility that he would get a job. And so after he did all of this chatting and all of this, I'm back and I'm looking forward to restarting my career. I mean, we learned today he gone. He's retiring. It was only yesterday that head coach of the New York Jets, Rob Saleh, didn't have to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But he bigged up Tariq Cohen and said, well, he's back. Listen to this.
He looks good, man. He's got his juice back. I'm excited to see him again with pads on. He's especially when we start scrimmaging against Washington and we get some preseason games in Carolina and the Giants. He's somebody I'm looking forward to watching.
You don't have to watch him no more because he's at home. He went back home. That's from the head coach of the Jets. That's from Robert Saleh, who, by the way, if the New York Jets season goes into the toilet, Rob Saleh will be home at this time next year, too. Let's hope not, for his sake. And Joe Douglas. Aaron Rodgers, doesn't matter where he ends up. And you know, Robert Saleh spoke about Tariq Cohen. Let's actually hear Tariq Cohen. He talked about his own comeback. Listen to this.
I did definitely crept in my mind, you know, that you're never going to play again. And that's why I just treat every day, you know, like it's a blessing. Come out and just put my best foot forward and just remember the times I was at home watching everybody on TV.
Uh-huh. Well, he can get back to that, watching everybody on TV. I guess he was sick and tired. He's like, man, I ain't done this in 4 years. Practice squad, listen, that's not getting hit all the damn time, right? And football is something you have to want to do. It's brutal. It's violent. It's vicious. Let's be real. You want to take that beating after you've been sitting on the couch for 4 years? I'm not surprised that he woke up today after talking to the media yesterday and just said, I'm gone. I'm out. I can't blame him. Good luck to him and whatever he does in retirement. Hopefully he doesn't end up, well, fat and out of shape and eating Doritos like you said. Well, maybe he didn't say the Doritos part. I probably, you know, added that part in there myself. But good luck to Tariq Cohen in retirement, a former Pro Bowl return man. Yeah, not every injury heals. Broke his leg, tore his ACL, his MCL, and now he can sit at home and watch just like everybody else. Speaking of retirement, somebody else decided to call their career a wrap. Gordon Hayward. Yeah, you might remember him from Butler. I feel like that's the most success he's had in regards to basketball. No disrespect. This man was a one-time NBA All-Star. He played in the league for 14 seasons, initially with the Jazz, went to the Stax Celtics with Kyrie. Unfortunately, he broke his damn leg in a terrible fashion. That was back in 2017. Was never the same. Was with the Hornets, never the same. And then got traded to the Oklahoma City Thunder this past year, where he got no burn. Why? Because the Thunder are a good team, a good young team that did not need Gordon Hayward. And so at the age of 34 years old, that's a good career. 14 years in the NBA, that's a damn good career. I mean, we're conditioned now to see guys playing 34, 35, 36, 37 at a ridiculous high pace and just quality still at this point in time. Gordon Hayward called it a wrap. And I mean, after he broke his leg, it could have been called a wrap from there. He put a long message out on social media. He said, God bless me with an amazing journey. It's taken turns I couldn't have expected or dreamed of as a kid coming out of Indiana. Today, I'm officially retiring from the game of basketball. It's been an incredible ride. And I'm so grateful to everyone who helped me achieve more than I ever imagined. And congratulations to Gordon Hayward as he gets ready to move on to the next stage of life. That part, we don't know. He said he's going to spend more time with his family as a father and a husband, new adventures and challenges, and he will take with him the lessons he learned on the court that will guide him across the next chapters. He can't wait for what is next. Sports is crazy, folks. Make a lot of money and be retired by the time you are 34 years old. Congratulations to Gordon Hayward. Good luck to him and Tariq Cohen. We got two dudes out here who decided to end their careers. And injuries helped end, if you ask me. And then we open up the show telling you about other hurt guys. Justin Herbert got his foot in a boot right now. And then also DeAndre Hopkins with a strained knee. He's going to be gone about a month for the Tennessee Titans. If sports is rough, you going to play? You going to get hurt. That's just the facts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to get to your calls. And then we're going to show some love to Team USA. People swimming, people flipping, people playing basketball. I got you on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.